Image Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities and Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to the Pleasant Rapids Report from Illinois Public Media. It's clear we have a problem again today.
You're listening to the Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. I'm sorry for another technical difficulty, just some problems we've been having in one of the studios. It's not a big deal, but we'll make it through it and get it all fixed here momentarily. Let's take a look now at what's been happening in Chicago as we have resumed trade for the day with the commodity markets. Soybeans are down 7.75 in the nearby July contract now at 10.48.5. November is 10.29. That's down 8.25. July corn is 3 cents lower at $4.11. December futures at 4.29. They're down 2.75. The bean meal is down 50 cents. Bean oil 51 lower. Wheat futures are 22.75 cents lower, and the July contract at $5.92. For the soft red, live cattle futures up 55 cents. Feeder cattle are 95 higher, and lean hogs are at $76.95. They're up 75 cents. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers this morning is Jackie Vank. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, first, I'd like your assessment of the numbers USDA released in its acreage and grain stocks reports.
I knew you were going to ask me that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd have to say that I think that the corn number is probably pretty close. The only thing that we really have to think about too much, of course, is what yield's going to be and the impact of the heavy rains that we've seen. On the bean number, I have a big question on the bean number.
Okay.
One of the reasons I have it is that when you in communicating with the USDA, they indicated that, you know, when they did the crop, the acreage, when they asked intentions, they also asked how many acres were not planted. And when I didn't see Illinois come up as a resurvey state, because, you know, Illinois does have a pretty decent amount of double crop beans, it makes me wonder if our intentions were a lot higher than 85.1. In other words, you know, did they already write off some of those acres? Because it was certainly easy to see. You know yourself, you listen to the USDA weekly reports from the different states. They tell you how many open days they had for planting, you know, and everything else. And so have they adjusted that or haven't they adjusted that? That's the wild card. You know, yesterday we had the funds trading as if it was 83 million acres.
And you think they have adjusted it already for Illinois. Is that right?
I think, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they're not resurveying Illinois.
Based on conversations I've had with farmers in the southern part of the state, if they were going to abandon or take prevent plant, that's been done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
You know, and so, yeah, it has. And so, you know, one of the things that I think could be that, you know, we find ourselves in a position where they're going to do the resurvey, and then it turns out that it has very limited impact on the number that we've got, and then we all of a sudden find ourselves going the other way. But, you know, nobody knows. That's the big question.
So your thought here is that the marketplace is dialing in a much lower intended acreage, including Illinois acres that they believe may be in prevent plant, but your thought is they've already been counted.
Yes. Oh, I think it's a possibility. You know, when the USDA did tell us that they do ask intentions as well as how many unplanted acres you have, I guess, I don't know. You know, none of us, you know what assuming does, right? You know,
yes,
and so you can't assume that the USDA is going to do that. But I think that I guess I looked at it and said, if you're only resurveying Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri for beans, that's double crop stuff. You know, and so have you just decided that all the rest are gone? And if all the rest are gone, would you keep them in that 85.1 million acres? I don't know. I can't answer that question, and I guess we won't know. The other thing they were trading, of course, is that implied usage. You know, when you looked at the first or the second quarter usage, it was much higher than we had in the first quarter. So immediately they're saying, you know, they understated the usage in the first quarter. And so, you know, now we went from the expectation that we might have 330 million carryout on 14-15 to going down to 70 million carryout on 14-15, which would, you know, lower the carryout.
Anything that low, 70 million?
That was what they were saying yesterday. You know, I was hearing that a lot, you know. And so, you know, and some people who had made their guesses, I mean, I even trumped my guess lower than I was going to, thinking that, you know, we had great usage during that quarter. Now, since we've exited that quarter, we haven't had such great usage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the problem. And so, it may all balance itself out, but it doesn't make a difference. The black boxes were buying like crazy. The funds were moving. I think they bought 25,000 corn, 40,000 beans, 17,000 wheat. I mean, wheat had kind of a miserable report. Higher acreage than what they expected it to be. Higher carryouts, much higher carryouts than what they expected it to be, and it went up 34 cents. You know, so when you looked at the big picture, it's a combination, I think, of, you know, the black boxes, pushing as far as you can, and end of the month, end of the quarter. Now let's see once what today actually brings us. You know, that's the key. And the market so far today looks very unsure of what it wants to do. I mean, we've got wheat down, what, 22, 23, 25,
well,
I guess.
I think that may be the one that surprises me at this point. I mean, after yesterday, I understood the corn and the soybeans, and today taking a breather, but wheat moving lower, I'm wondering, is that part of Greece? What's the problem there?
Well, I think it's part of the dollar being higher, yes, because of the Greece situation, but I also think it's because the whole thing is sinking in that, you know, so far, all the talk about El Nino has not done the damage in the world to the wheat crop that a lot of people were expecting. Stats Canada came out last week, said they're going to plant more. You know, there's just not a good compelling argument for it. And there was no compelling argument yesterday. You wondered if it was spread unwinding, you know, and everything else that was going on yesterday. And you always drive these things a lot higher because you have margin liquidation. You know, the CME raised the margins overnight last night for hedgers too. And so today you're going to see, I would think, some margin liquidation. We did see some open interest increases on corn, beans, and wheat yesterday. But, you know, and the way the market's been, you know, you can have an increase one day and a decrease the next. So you got to have a really kind of a longer period to be able to say, yes, we're really going to keep on going higher. The good news is that this has given a lot of guys the opportunity to make some sales. And they have taken advantage of it. There's no question about that.
New and old crop both?
New and old crop both. And, you know, you looked at the numbers on the farmer was still holding 39.7% of the crop yesterday, way higher than what the expectation was, you know, for the grain stocks, and yet we still flew through the moon. Now, that could be a double-edged sword. I said it all along. You know, if the farmer's holding a higher number, it's negative, but at the very same time, it could be positive in the short run for the market because the farmer won't let go. You know, and so he'll try it. Now, I talked to a lot of guys this morning, and every one of them said exactly the same thing. Their basis got poorer yesterday.
Hmm.
It widened out. And so, you know me. One of my clients called this morning and said, he made sales. And I said, well, I'm really glad to hear that. And he said, well, you preach enough, so about looking at cash prices, you know. Make sure you're looking at cash prices. Make sure you're looking at basis. You know, I mean, you know, that's the name of the game. Anyway, we'll talk with you this afternoon, huh?
You bet. Thank you so much this morning.
You're welcome.
Jackie Vakes, of course, is with Stuart Peterson. She's from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. On our way today to a high of 77 degrees, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, those mostly after 4 this afternoon. Winds will be light and variable through the day, out of the south at 5 miles an hour. Tonight, a 40% chance of rainfall, mostly cloudy. Head to a low of 59 and the winds will turn to the east-northeast. That'll bring us a 76-degree high tomorrow and a 20% chance of rainfall. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and 60. And on Friday, sunny skies, 77, east-northeast winds at 8 miles an hour. I'm Todd Gleason.